Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bip Roberts. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Goodwin. Batting third. The first baseman, Jose Offerman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Craig Paquette. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting sixth. The DH, Joe Vitiello. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Johnny Damon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, David Howard. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Joe Ronda. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Alex Cole. Batting second. The shortstop, John Valentin. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mike Stanley. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Will Cordero. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bill Selby. Batting ninth. The right fielder, Milt Kiler. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jamie Moyer. And now, play ball. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards third. Selby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Goodwin batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Offerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Offerman moves to second. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Royals. Joe Vitiello batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Vitiello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Selby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cole hits a fly ball into left field. Paquette settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Vaughn takes first base on ball four. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jefferson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. Mike Stanley batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Stanley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vaughn scores. Jefferson moves to third. It's 3-1, Royals. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Damon hits a line drive into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Ronda hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Moyer fires to first and has Howard trapped. There's the throw to Valentin, who tags Howard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cordero hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Selby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Selby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cordero moves to second. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Kiler bunts towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. Cordero moves to third. Selby moves to second. 1 out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cole is 0-for-1 in the game. Cole hits a pop-up towards short. Howard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ronda fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bip Roberts, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Roberts is 0-for-1 in the game. Roberts takes first base on ball 4. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Goodwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodwin bunts towards the mound. Moyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Roberts moves to second. 1 out. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Offerman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Offerman hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Paquette is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards third. Selby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Reggie Jefferson, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jefferson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stanley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a pop-up beyond second. Roberts can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Jefferson moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McFarlane hits a pop-up into right field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Vitiello is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vitiello is 0-for-1 in the game. Vitiello hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Damon is 0 for 1 in the game. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Damon for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordero is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cordero hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Selby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Selby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Selby hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kiler is 0 for 0 in the game. Kiler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cordero moves to second. Two outs. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cole is 0 for 2 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Offerman scoops it up and throws to first, with Gubiza covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ronda is 0 for 1 in the game. Ronda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Roberts is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Roberts hits a line drive into right field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into right field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roberts scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jefferson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Stanley is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jefferson moves to third. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Goodwin is 0 for 1 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Offerman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Offerman bunts towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Cordero covering, for the out. Goodwin moves to second. One out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Paquette is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goodwin moves to third. Two outs. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Moyer. Goodwin scores. It's 4-1, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cordero is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Cordero hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Selby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Selby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Selby takes first base on ball 4. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kiler is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Selby moves to second. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cole is 0-for-3 in the game. Cole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Offerman fields it and throws to second for the out. Selby moves to third. 2 outs. Ippolito Pichardo now pitching. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Howard fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Joe Vitiello batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vitiello is 0-for-2 in the game. Vitiello hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cole. Vitiello reaches second base with a double. Michael Tucker pinch runs for Joe Vitiello. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Damon is 0-for-2 in the game. Damon bunts towards the mound. Moyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to third. 1 out. Stan Belinda now pitching. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Howard bunts towards the mound. Belinda fields it and throws to first for the out. Tucker scores. 2 outs. It's 5-1, Royals. Keith Lockhart pinch hits for Joe Ronda. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lockhart hits a line drive towards the mound. Belinda can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Roberts hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lockhart moves to second. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a fly ball into right field. Kiler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Keith Lockhart now playing third base. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn strikes out. 1 out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jefferson hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Jefferson reaches second base with a double. Les Norman now playing right field. Johnny Damon now playing center field. Mike Stanley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stanley is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-3 in the game. O'Leary hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jefferson scores. Stanley moves to second. It's 5-2, Royals. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cordero is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Cordero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stanley scores. O'Leary moves to second. It's 5-3, Royals. Mike Magnant now pitching. Phil Clark pinch hits for Bill Selby. Phil Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Magnant fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Phil Clark now playing third base. Jose Offerman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Offerman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Offerman hits a line drive into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Paquette is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Paquette hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Stanton now pitching. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kyler who is chasing the ball. Tucker reaches third base with a triple. Paquette goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Royals. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Damon is 0-for-2 in the game. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kyler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Howard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Cole is 0-for-4 in the game. Cole hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paquette. Cole reaches second base with a double. John Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0-for-4 in the game. Valentin takes first base on ball 4. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Royals 6, Red Sox, 6. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jefferson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Jefferson strikes out. 2 outs. Ken Robinson now pitching. Mike Stanley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stanley is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Stanley takes first base on ball 4. Bill Hazelman pinch runs for Mike Stanley. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hazelman moves to second. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Leary is walked intentionally. Will Cordero is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Cordero is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cordero hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hazelman scores. O'Leary moves to second. It's 7-6, Red Sox. Phil Clark is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Royals 6. The Royals will come to bat. Esteban Beltre now playing third base. Bill Hazelman now catching. Heathcliff Slocum now pitching. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lockhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockhart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Howard moves to third. Bip Roberts is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Roberts hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Howard tags and scores. One out. It's Royals, 7, Red Sox, 7. Bob Hamilton pinch hits for Les Norman. Bob Hamilton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. There goes Lockhart. The throw from Hazelman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. Jose Offerman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Offerman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Offerman strikes out. 2 outs. Craig Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Paquette is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Paquette strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Michael Tucker now playing right field. Milt Kiler is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kiler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kiler strikes out. 1 out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cole is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Cole hits a fly ball into center field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lockhart fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.